Welcome back to the Iowa Business Report. I'm Jeff Stein. In this week's business profile, you'll meet Antonio Chalmers, known in music circles as Tone. His company is T1 Entertainment, designed to help other Iowa-based performers succeed, including an annual award ceremony to showcase that talent.
T1 Entertainment is my company that I started about 6 years ago. The intention of the company is to elevate and promote Iowa artists, give them the abilities to not only showcase their talents, not only just in Iowa, but all around the world, but also the right guidance and management to make sure they are successful. I've been an artist for over 20 years now. I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, I know the struggles. I know quite a bit about the hip hop and R&B genres and the struggles of being those kind of artists living in Iowa. It's not always an easy place to get a gig, and it always doesn't have the best reputation everywhere you go. So I wanted to change the look and the light of that and what it looks like in Iowa, and also raise the bar and help artists. We do everything from hosting events, DJ, artist management, artist development. We do TED Talks. We travel. We put on big events such as Iowa Summer Jam every year, where we have artists all over Iowa and throughout the Midwest perform in front of a large audience. And our biggest show, which we're on our third annual event, is the Iowa Music Awards.
Now, when I first started in radio, I would play records. It was that long ago. They really were records. So I know a little bit about music, but I in no way would pretend to know how to represent an artist. You having walked that walk, I imagine that gives you great credibility when either an artist contacts T1 Entertainment or you hear someone and say, hey, do you need some help? Because you've been there.
Yeah. One of my favorite testimonials is an artist, Alicia Monet. She believed in me. She was my very first artist with T1 Entertainment. When she came to me, she only had one song ever recorded in the studio. Within 6 months of working with me, she was able to step away from her 9-to-5 job. She has since then and still does music full time. She's able to spend a lot more time with her family, and she gets to travel around the world doing what she loves and getting paid to do it.
How difficult was it for you to start the business and be accepted? Because you quite accurately outlined all the difficulties for artists to get gigs, to be accepted, etc. So what were some of the challenges or surprises that you faced when you transitioned to running this company?
The biggest challenge is honestly the lack of enthusiasm from a lot of our peers. So many people say that you can't do this, or Iowa won't be ready for, whether it's a music awards or whether it's a small hip hop show. Just being kind of innovative and doing something for the people, I look at it as an opportunity. And I also was a testament. I had a really successful hip hop career as just an artist. And I'm still doing things in hip hop that a lot of people haven't accomplished yet, even if they're in the industry. One of my personal biggest songs is a song called Give Me My Ring. It was first featured on the WNBA, and then it got used by the Golden State Warriors when they won the championship. So it's got millions of views from that one record. And that's just me out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I've also had success with getting a song played on the Super Bowl and used for the NFL. And I mean, just me being a testament that these things are possible, I think allowed other people to believe in my visions for things such as the Music Awards. And that's all about not only showcasing our talent, it's a networking event, but it's also bringing everyone together and giving them their flowers.
Could you have done what you just mentioned? The WNBA, then the NBA, the Super Bowl, etc. Could you have done that on your own 20 or 25 years ago? Or has technology and everything really elevated the opportunities?
Yeah, technology and the way that we network is everything. 20, even 10 years ago, I was told in order to make it out of Iowa, you have to get out of Iowa. I never believed in that. I mean, at some point we did move to Atlanta and give that a try, and we had a lot of success there. But I didn't believe that in my heart. I was home. You know, I want to not only be able to do what I love, but I want to be able to see the people that I love on a consistent basis versus having to travel or get up and move everyone away to chase a dream. Also, I learned, you know, over the 20 years is like, I didn't want to just accomplish this alone. I didn't want to just have success for me. I wanted to see other people have success. Other people have accolades and something to look back and reflect on through their hard work. You know, at one point I tried to step away from music and I was like, we've done and accomplished so much. And there was never any awards given. There was never any real recognition. We just work really hard and then step away. The reason I do my events is for that recognition. So you are etched in history. So you know, leave a legacy and have something to reflect on no matter when you put in the towel or if you continue doing it. Let's at least acknowledge this person or maybe connect you with somebody else that'll help you progress even farther.
Talk about, if you would, Iowa's, quote, music scene. In other words, is it diverse? Is it varied? Are there a lot of people out there hustling for gigs?
Iowa's music scene, I feel like, is really supportive over rock, cover bands, and a few other genres. Country is very welcoming, but we are overlooked, especially in other genres, as I mentioned, hip-hop. A lot of times, even to throw a hip-hop show, I've got to secure the venue. I've got to hire security, even if my events have never had any issues. I still am forced to hire security and extra staff instead of knowing that I've managed rock groups who get an offer. I can pack a place for a hip-hop event, and I still may only get offered whatever we make at the door. And I have all these overhead expenses. Meanwhile, rock group that could bring five or six people or just their family to the event already get an upfront pay, and it's a guaranteed pay no matter what. That's something that I'm not only trying to change, but I'm trying to lead by example that it shouldn't be a requirement that you can see success in these other genres. And it doesn't have to stick with a negative stigma all the time. There's a proper way to conduct yourself, and music is art. So, you know, whether I'm expressing it one way or another or reflecting on things that I've seen through my upbringing, I don't believe that should judge how we accept people's art and receive people's music and give opportunities.
Antonio Chalmers of T1 Entertainment. More online at T1Entertainment.com. That's the letter T, the number one, entertainment.com. The Iowa Music Awards this year will be held in Cedar Falls on Sunday, October 27. Learn more about who will be performing and how to get tickets at iowamusicawards.com. And that brings us to the close of this week's program. We're back again next week at this same time. Support for the Iowa Business Report comes from the Iowa Business Council, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization working to elevate Iowa's economy through leadership, research, and advocacy. Learn more and review the group's latest quarterly member survey by going to iowabusinesscouncil.org. We welcome your comments. Send them by email to radio@totallyiowa.com. I'm Jeff Stein. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you have a prosperous week.
The Iowa Business Report is a copyrighted production of Totally Iowa Media, which is solely responsible for its content. For more, click on the radio programs button at totallyiowa.com.